Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord for another day to bless Him, exalt His name, and be thankful and grateful for all that He has done. I need Thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like Thine can peace afford. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to Thee. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to Thee. I need Thee every hour, in joy or pain. Come quickly and abide, all life is vain. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to Thee. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to Thee. Just as I am without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for me. Come to Thee, O Lamb of God. I come to Thee. Praise the Lord, everyone. Bless the Lord. Praise God. We're going to keep moving on until the others come on, but we do thank glory to God for those that have come on. We give glory to God to Mother Alexander, and praise the Lord. I think it's Brother Black is on. No, I think that's another number, but bless the Lord and Mother Alexander, I mean Mother Willette that just joined us. But we are going forward tonight in prayer. We have a lot of prayer requests and a lot of things that are going on right now, and I'm quite sure you've already have some requests too tonight. We want to make sure that we cover some things, glory to God, tonight concerning some prayer requests, concerning some health issues. And we know, glory to God, God is in the healing business. He already took care of that at Calvary. But we know this thief, this devil, glory to God, this and his cohorts, every kind of avenue he can get in to come against the body of Christ, he is doing so. So we got to be the ones to stand in the gap, standing on the word, bleeding the blood of Jesus, binding up every device and tool that he's using to come against these vessels as well as ours. So we definitely want to do some intercessory prayer and some healings tonight. And bless God, glory to God. So I want you to join me with God been dealing with me about that. We're going to continue all our prayers, but we have quite a few things on the prayer list. Praise God with different ones, because I'm going to open the line for the few of you all for the main prayer warriors that just came on so that way we can intercede on some things. And then we'll still continue to go on in our regular prayers. But I have some things, glory to God. I want you to, we have a situation, glory to God, where My goodness, there's so much, bless the Lord. But anyway, just wrote the things down and then lost the page for a minute. But we had some prayer requests. Tom Leader had called in on a couple of them. And Dr. McGuire, which is her overseer, Pastor McGuire, husband, had a procedure probably about a week ago, and all of a sudden now they had to hurry up and call in the different ones to let them know and so forth that they won't have service because he had to be emergency admitted to the hospital. We had another young lady minister. She's down in Georgia now. Home services right here. Minister Vern Evangelist, and she had COVID back here maybe about a month ago, and her body has been attacked right now to the point where she has respiratory problems. Already says she still has pneumonia, and she had to go back into the hospital for a blood clot on the side of the leg. She's concerned about being on the ventilator that, you know, she may not make it, so we're praying and interceding on her. Her name is Minister Burns, so I hope some of you are taking these down, and I'll remind you so because we can go ahead and pray. Also, we have another situation. The screen just went out. We have a situation where this lady's the family called Barnett. The mother died Tuesday. The dad died a couple of days after, and they were buried together. A couple of days after each other. Pray for that family. The mother died, 94, she's elderly, and the dad, they're in two different cities. He died of COVID, so this family and so forth, I guess, is mourning of both of the parents at the same time. Then we have another situation, there's so many things, praise God. Also, we want to thank God for Monty had to go to after work last night. She had a couple hours home. She had pressure and pain and sharp pains in her chest. Her mom talked to the nurse on the phone, and there wasn't any symptoms of the COVID, but because her pain was severe, 7 to 8, they take her to the emergency room. Probably about 11:30, they got out of there about 3, and they did blood tests and all kinds of other things. Come to find out, they say it's a muscle spasm in her chest, so we were praying there don't be no reoccurrence of that. So from the time she got back in, she has not woke up until, I don't know whether it was actually 4 o'clock or 5. She'd been asleep all that time, but when she did wake up, I talked to her about 6. She sounded so much better, so we're going to keep her in prayer. And the common leaders are requesting prayer for her body, too, as well. We have asking a prayer for Archie. He has challenges and stuff like this. He didn't get 2 or 3 hours sleep. He had to take on this other job and so forth. So we just praying for wisdom with that exhaustion. Oh, my God, it was about 3 other people. What was that? Gosh. I'm going to take a couple of requests while you're on the phone because we're going to carry out all of this right here in a few. Then we'll go back to our regular prayers. But I'll have to pull up those other prayer requests that you all knew that you have. I'm going to write those down now. So we want to start some intercession on this healing and deliverance because all of this got to do with attacks on the body. We want to pray for Evangelist. No, I think she had a little bout with the heart palpitations of some kind of medicine she has to take ever since she had that pacemaker being, but she's still encouraged. Evangelist, no. And with us, heart palpitations. And I haven't found the other ones that I'm talking about yet. But take some requests right now. We're going to put all of these here together so your lines are open so you can. I'll start with Mother Alexander because she came on first. If she don't have anything, we'll go on down and see if that's Brother Black and ask if there's a request there. I do have a request for him, too, because I want to pray for him and Minister Black for his body, for the sleep. Well, he can express that himself. I'll let him say that. But anyway, the line is open first for Mother Alexander. Do you have a prayer request for somebody for healing? Can anybody hear me? Okay.
I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah. And since that wasn't Mother Alexander, it's not. Okay. Brother Black, are you on? We're going on down to Mother McCormick and Mother Willette. Y'all have any prayer requests that we have for healing, for people for healing right now? Because that's what we're going to target first before we get started.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. You know, I just always just keep Teresa in prayer, you know, and my grandbaby.
Okay, we need to know what the prayer requests are. We're praying specifics on prayer requests tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, Teresa, you know, she had that flare up, but she's doing better. And then Teresa.
She had a flare up with the kidney or just her leg or what?
It was a flare with the lupus.
Okay. Okay, we'll play it for you then. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she's doing
better.
And then
Porter just put against the Just pray for her. That's all. Just have a prayer for her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For healing her body. Yeah, healing her body.
Okay, healing.
Yeah.
Okay, Willette.
Amen. Just praying for people who have trouble with high blood pressure and sugar diabetes in the name of Jesus. My son had to go to the doctor, but he didn't give me any specifics. He just told me that, you know, he hadn't been to the doctor in a long time, and so he was trying to get a checkup, and he had to go in one night. But he didn't give me, like I said, any details. So we're just praying that God arrest whatever condition is trying to exalt itself against him in the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Amen. Who else is online that have a prayer request for healing? We're dealing with specifics tonight on some healing, and then we're going to our regular prayers that we pray for all the various things that we need to cover. Anybody else that has a prayer request before we start these prayer requests? Okay, all righty. I thought I saw Mother Muller, but evidently that's not Mother Alexander's number. I'm not sure who that was, but nevertheless. So I'm going to go backwards and go up. Okay, Mother Willette.
Minister BJ, I'm sorry. I know yesterday, she was having trouble with her phone. So she was, she had called me to try to test her phone out. So she was, I don't know if what is 3744, I think it's the last four digits of her number. So,
there's somebody else is in that's on the line. Praise God. Well, anyway, I was asking anybody else before we go into more. I'm going to go backwards and come back down. Mother Willette, would you take the prayer request that I have here for the lady that I said was Minister Byrne that is dealing with the COVID down in Georgia? She has that blood clot, and I'm going to give you somebody else to go with her. Also dealing with the lady that's the Barnett family with the mother and the 94-year-old mother and the dad and so forth like this, that both of them had died in a matter of a couple of days, and they just buried them, I guess it's the weekend, it will come later, request for that family for to be prayed for. So you take those, I'll put you down for that.
Okay, Mr. BJ, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Now, you said a Barnett family. I thought you said the mother had died in 1994.
No, she was 94.
Oh, she
I wouldn't give you a prayer request if somebody died in 94. That far back, no, ma'am. I said she's 94 when she died. She was elderly. As far as I know, I don't know any details about when she died. All I know, she was elderly. She's 94. And the dad, the girl's dad, I don't know what his age was, but he died of COVID. And it was a matter of a couple of days between those two. And, of course, I just asked you to pray for Minister Burns, you know, about the blood clot and that COVID. And then also she has a all right. And then Mother McCormick, would you take the prayer request with Imani with the we thank God she's doing much better, but we don't want no reoccurrence, and pray that, you know, the Lord continue to bless that muscle spasm that was right in the middle of her chest. Thank God we didn't have nothing to do with her heart. So thanking the Lord, those reports will come again. Also, the pain from some of that trauma come later was had for that accident. We're still praying about the concussion too as well. So you take those two people for a request.
Okay.
Who else was I was on the phone? Brother Black wasn't there, so who was else that said something just now? That's the. I thought it was three of us was talking. Who else?
That's me, you, and McCormick.
Yeah, it's us three.
Okay, then. Who's 843? All right, then. That's only just prayer. And let me see who else. We don't have to add Minister Black, Mother McCormick. You add Minister Black on yours concerning his even having problems with his sleep and whatever like that. And he fell asleep even when we had ministry of the night. He didn't even realize his, I don't know if his days or nights get brought up, but he said he was having something going on with his body. So pray for him. He's not online. And
okay.
I'm going to add that one to you because since we don't have our other sister on the line. And then Mother Willette, we're going to add Mother McCormick's daughter, Teresa, her daughter, granddaughter, Corey. The lupus flare up, but she's doing better, but we want to cancel that assignment. And also Corey's health, the grandbaby. And I'll take those other ones that wasn't called out right then, so that way you can we can be able to move forward. And then if anybody else come on and see that. Oh, wait a minute. Who else is on here? Well, Mother Pastor Sims, since Sheila came on, we'll give her your son that was, you said pray for people that have trouble with high blood pressure and sugar diabetes, but we want to also pray for your son for any challenges that may come up against his body. And that way, Mother Sims, Pastor Sims, will give you that request. And somebody else is in here, but I'll take it on from, we'll take it on from there. So, Mother, we'll let you go ahead and start, and then Mother McCormick, and then we'll keep it on from there. Then we'll take in, so anybody that joined us just recently, we have a lot of requests that were for healing. And since you just joined us, Mother Pastor Sims, did you have a request for anyone you wanted to put on the altar for healing? We're talking healing right now.
Yes, ma'am. I've been here and I've been talking, but no, I don't. You couldn't hear me, but I was going.
No, because I didn't have your line over. I didn't scroll my screen. I had to use my phone tonight, and I had to scroll the screen up to know that you had gotten added onto the whatever. So that's the reason why.
Okay, so I was asking you to please pray for all of my siblings, and especially my brother-in-law, the one y'all been praying for since December. He has had to go back in the hospital, and he's in tonight. He's supposed to have a.
Excuse me, just a minute, so I can hear you clearly. Somebody is on the line that has some noise going in the background. If you're busy doing something in the background, you still want to hear the prayer tonight, please mute your phone because I'm opening all the lines to take requests. That's the only reason why all the lines are open right now. So whatever that noise in your house or a car or whatever, please mute your phone until you get ready to speak. Everybody don't have to do that, just that person that has that noise. Go ahead. You say your brother has to do what now? Got to go back to the hospital?
I'm asking. He's in the hospital. He's been in there since last week on Wednesday, and they're trying to get him ready to put a pacemaker in, but they're trying to make sure that no infection is still in his body. So he's in a hospital here in Columbia. They didn't send him back to Aiken. He's in Columbia Hospital here. And I'm asking for prayers for him and all of my brothers and sisters. Thank you so much.
Okay. We'll be praying for him, but we want to take mainly tune in tonight for the ones that are really sick. Okay, for right now. Then we'll add that in later.
Okay,
but the main thing is kind of talking this. It's been a serious attack on health right now. So we're just trying to catch some of these when we first pray tonight. So, okay.
Okay.
All righty. Go ahead, Mother Willette. There's nobody else has made a request. Go ahead. Mother Willette, you're not there anymore? Don't tell me her phone dropped off. But this devil is alive. But anyway, Mother McCormick, go ahead. Start praying for the ones you will assign.
Okay. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, I come before you tonight. Lord God, I come, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look down on Amani tonight, Lord God. God, you knows her heart, you knows her mind, and God, I ask you to, God, give her that strength, God, and we cancel out that muscle spasm right now on her right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy that's coming against this young lady right now, Father God. We know, God, you know her heart, you know her mind, and you know the things that she desired to do. And God continues, God, to give her that strength, Lord God, because we know, God, that you is a healer, because you said 2,000 years ago that you healed us in the name of Jesus. You said, God, in your word, you said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity, and his chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we were healed. So, God, I ask you right now to look on Monty, God, and strengthen her body, God, and touch that muscle right now, Lord, and release it and let it be like it's supposed to be, the normal way, God, that you have it to be, God, that she won't have no kind of feelings that it bother her anymore, God. Let it be a complete healing out of her body right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, we ask you to look down on her mother, look down on Carmelina, look down on where she had that concussion, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would touch her body in the name of Jesus. And, God, you would give her strength. And, God, let no kind of confusion come around her in any way. And, Lord, if it had, God, we bind it up. And we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now that she, Lord God, will be able to continue to do the work in the things that you have got before her to do in the name of Jesus. Because we know, God, that she is a woman of God and she desires to walk that way, God, that you will have her to walk. So we ask you right now to send for a total, complete healing in her body from her head to the sole of her feet, God, in the name of Jesus, that there would be nothing come around her to try to confuse her in any way, try to hurt her body in any way in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we pray, Lord, for Brother Black. We ask you to touch him. We ask you to move that sleeping spirit that's trying to make him fall asleep all the time for no reason whatsoever. We bind that devil up that he'll loose him and get his hands off of him because he have a word to do for you, God. And we ask you, Lord, to help him stay alert and alert, God, in the name of Jesus, because we know, God, that you is a healer and you is a deliverer, God, and you're able, Lord God, to send forth your complete anointing in his life to make him be controller, alert of what he's doing and saying, God. So ask you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will let your will be done in his life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Mother Alexander.
Amen.
Go ahead, you back? Okay, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. I had to get on the other phone. That phone went dead. I apologize for that. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you love us. Thank you so much for being so good to us. We bless you. We worship you. We honor you. We exalt you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you're concerned about every one of these situations that are being lifted up tonight in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that you put a faith down on the inside of us that we can trust you. Hallelujah. We trust that you hear every cry that is lifted up for each person on tonight in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that you've taught us in your word that whatsoever we ask the Father in your name, hallelujah, that God will give it to us, hallelujah, so that our joy will be full. We thank you so much, Heavenly Father. So we lift up each person that's praying and lifting up names on tonight. We're trusting that God, in the name of Jesus, that your virtuous healing power be released in their bodies, and we're praying for full recovery and wonderful testimonies about how great you are because you accomplish these works. We know we live in a world that we have an enemy that tried to exalt himself and send symptoms, Lord God, but we're trusting that you're going to give victory in every situation. And I've been given, praise God, hallelujah, evangelist Minister Burns, in the name of Jesus, who had COVID. And from my understanding, she has respiratory problems, Father, pneumonia, and she has a blood clot in her leg. I know ain't none of this too hard for you. We plead the blood of Jesus against each condition in the name of Jesus. She does also have concerns regarding being on a ventilator, so we bind up that spirit of anxiety and fear. We thank you that you gave human beings to be helped, doctors, Lord God, those in the medical field. So, God, we pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that they give common words to her if she has to be placed on a ventilator. But, God, we know her life is in your hands, and we're asking you for victory. God, give a complete recovery from that COVID. God, we're praying that you look at a respiratory situation. Whatever is causing her, Lord God, problems in our respiratory system, we plead the blood of Jesus against. God, we pray that you will heal every ounce of the pneumonia, every ounce of the blood clot, dissolve it at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for liberty and freedom. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. From all sickness and disease that's trying to exalt itself in her body. And we are trusting you, Heavenly Father, in Christ Jesus to bring her through this with victory in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus against this, because he's already bore our sins and he carried our sorrows and our griefs, praise God. And we thank you, Jesus. We agree with your word that by your stripes, hallelujah, we are healed in the name of Jesus. So I speak, Lord God, the sword of the Spirit. Go forth with your anointing and attack every condition and bring about complete wholeness and wellness at the name of Jesus, because you desire for us to be well and whole in Jesus' name. And I pray for the Barnett family, Lord God, because apparently the mother passed away, and then with a couple of days, the father passed also. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know that there are people, Lord God, that are bereaved all over this land. They are grieving because of the loss of loved ones. But we pray, dear God in heaven, that you release your healing comfort in their lives, Lord God, in the family lives. And, Lord God, let this cause the entire Barnett family to see that it's time for them to trust you with all of their heart, to believe you for each breath that they take, hallelujah. And God, we ask you, Lord God, to heal their wounded hearts in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much. We lift up Dr. McGuire in the name of Jesus, her husband, Lord God, who's had a procedure. I'm not sure what type of procedure, but we're praying for healing in his body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, Father, thank you so much. Thank you, Lord God, that you love us. Thank you that you love Teresa. God, we cry out on her behalf against this lupus that is flared up in her body. We pray, oh God, the blood of Jesus against that lupus in the name of Jesus. We pray for her Sister McCormick's granddaughter, the grandbaby, Corey, in the name of Jesus. We asking you for help for the baby. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you give her Teresa and the grandbaby victory. Let the blood of Jesus fight against, Lord God, those things that are exalting itself against this family in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them with your power and your might. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord God, for victory. I thank you, Lord God, that you see long life in their future in the name of Jesus, and you're able to bring it about. Thank you, Lord God, that they've learned to trust, lean, and depend on you. And we're all trusting, leaning, and depending on you. We rebuke any unbelief. We rebuke any doubt. We thank you that there's nothing too hard for you. Nothing that's been lifted up so far tonight has been, nothing is too hard for you. And we thank you for victory in every situation. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. Jesus, I honor you. I thank you for sitting at the right hand of the Father, even making intercession for us. And Holy Spirit, continue to intercede for us and continue to pray where we may have missed it. In the name of Jesus, we honor you now, Father. We thank you for victory. We thank you for healing, deliverance. And God, we bind up that is wicked, that's fighting against people all over the land. Yes, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for victory. Thank you, Lord God, that you will see each person through these situations and give them victory. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith. Hallelujah. Knowing that you've heard the request, and it is so, at the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pastor Sims?
Yes, ma'am. I didn't get a name. Thank you, Jesus. But
Pastor, Mother Willis, son, but she also asks for trouble with people that have high blood pressure and sugar diabetes. And the son sometimes challenged with that, but the main thing was a couple of people that have that's going on, and her son as well.
Mm-hmm. His name is Timothy. His name is Timothy.
Timothy, all right.
Yes,
Father God, we thank you so much, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. And, Father, we come tonight to lift you up because you're worthy. You're so worthy, Lord, and we know it's nothing too hard for you. And, Lord, we come on behalf of Timothy, who did not name the reason, the real reason he was going to the doctor, Father, but you know just what, why and why he was going to the doctor. And, Father, we ask that you, Lord, Father, that whatever it is, that by the time he gets the doctor's report, it'll already be healed. Let nothing be wrong with the blood, Father. Let him lead a healthy and a normal life, because surely in your word you say healing belongs to us. In Psalms 107:20 tells us that you sent your word and healed us, Father. And we come against the demons of high blood pressure, diabetes, low blood pressure also, Father. We come against them in the name of Jesus, asking you, Father, to let their pressure be normal. Let them claim over and over, 120 over 80, or somewhere there's about, Father, because we know that you can do all things. There's nothing too hard for you. Everything, high blood pressure, all that, diabetes, low blood pressure, kidney problem, all that has to bow. Oh, yes, Lord, when it comes to your word, they have to bow. They have to back up. And we tell, we give Satan warning that he has to loose them and let them go, because they don't belong to him and they have no authority over him, Father God. And Father, give them strength, Lord, to stand up under until you come, until the healing is manifested, because it's already been given. They just have to wait until it's manifested, because it will be. Your word says healing belongs to him. Lord, we honor you, we praise you, we lift your name on high. You're such an awesome God, and you're merciful, and you're kind. Just give them peace, Lord, under their affliction, whoever it might be that we're talking to tonight, that they have peace, Lord, and they know, I know he's going to see about me. I know he's coming, because his word is true. And he says, above all, he wished that you prosper and be in health. Lord, we love you, we praise you, we thank you, Lord. And we give you glory and honor and praises. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Y'all forgive me. I couldn't find the other two. I've written it on another tablet. Other people, but we don't believe God for their healing. But, Father, we pray right now for Pastor Sam's brother that's in the hospital, God, that's going to for you to touch his body. We know God, that you have been working miracles, and we thank you for the prayers that's been prayed for him before to touch his body. And God, we believe in now when they get ready to do this pacemaker. It won't be no complications and problems. We speak life to him. We speak that he shall live and not die. Declare the works of the Lord. We pray, God, that you will guide the hands of the doctors on whatever procedures and nurses, the anesthesia, whatever it is, that it will not be anything that will cause any problems through this procedure. That, God, it will cause his health to be increased to better and be raised up, God, to glorify you and magnify you in the name of Jesus. So we bind up Satan with anything else you would try to bring up against this man's body. We thank you for the other brother, glory to God, and we thank you, Lord God, for those that have gone through or is going through and still believing, God, for their healing that was in her family that we've been praying about before. In the name of Jesus, that this pacemaker will be operated like it's supposed to and not that have to go back in with any problems with it. We pray for Sister Noel, God. We thank you for the miracle that was brought in her body and how you blessed her, glory God, and revived her and blessed her to put that pacemaker in, God. And we're praying against this spirit of the enemy that's fighting her body sometimes, not with this medication that she has to take. Sometimes it's kind of strong and sometimes, glory to God, it causes that the heart palpitations, it helps, but then again, it brings on some other side effects. But we believe in God that it's going to be regulated with no complications or problems. So we thank you for touching Evangelist Noel's body and blessing her, glory to God, to be encouraged and hold on to faith and counsel any assignment of the enemy. And thank you for the blessings that have been coming on the other side of this, even when it looks like it was, glory to God, sad in a way in some things, God was working it out good in other areas. So we are blessing you for her in the name of Jesus. We praise you and we magnify your holy name. And God, those other names that's written down wherever it is for those other conditions in those people's bodies, God, we pray in divine healing. You know each name, you know each person. So we ask you, Lord, to intervene in the name of Jesus in their lives as well. Pray continuously for for Evangelist Edwards' body that's going through, glory to God, with her body in the situation concerning her bowels and intestines and whatever she get ready to get this colonoscopy. We're praying, God, that you would just bless and they would not find anything serious. It would be something easily to correct it in the name of Jesus. We're just praying miracles would be already worked out, glory to God, but even when they go up in there, glory to God, that they will not have any other complications that will interfere with what's already going through with this procedure. And God, we are praying that you continue to encourage her heart and her mind and these other little things that might be agitation in the background that's coming against her body. We pray that you are blessed and strengthen her, that she'll be back on her post stronger for the ministry and the things that you have placed in her heart to do. God, we all need some encouragement sometimes here and there, and especially when the enemy comes in and attack when it's going to get overwhelming. So we're thanking you for her strength and her encouragement to continue to go forward in Jesus' name. God, is so many people going through with so many different things of all the various things that were said even tonight, whether it be with the heart. And we know there's things that we're going to continue to pray about, this heart attack, glory to God, and these kidney problems, glory to God, and respiratory that's rising up, so glory to God, and sugar diabetes, all kinds of things, glory to God, is rising up in the body with cancer in the body of Christ that ought not be so. Whatever doors the enemy has come in, glory in the body, we're praying that it be closed. But we, as a body, you called us and appointed us to do a work for you. Any errors that we need to be asking for forgiveness in to close those doors, and we know the enemy is going to attack regardless, but some things, doors have been open. We pray that they be closed, that they be united so we can be that force with a record to eradicate a lot of this cancer that's running rampant in there, a lot of this kidney failures and things over to God that's going on with the body, that we can pray among so many other things. So we are coming against these diseases in the name of Jesus, even with this COVID. God, we ask you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace, and heal and deliver. Thank you for covering us and protecting us and healing us, and thank you for taking us through for some of those things that have already gone through in the body. We pray continuously for Pastor Burton. We thank you for the miraculous work you did, even as you had to endure with so much pain and agony for a long time, but now the surgery has been done. We believe in that it is well and not to have to go back in that body again. We pray for Pastor Bird, Prophetess Bird's sister, that at the emergency go and have this finger taken off. Oh, glory to God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. And thank you that Pastor said the other day she was doing well and she had to go, I guess, to rehab to get the therapy done for the operate that hand. go after that finger had been taken off. But the report was that she was doing good. We're praying that she's continuing to do so. And we bind up thieves that will come in to try to rob us. In the name of Jesus, we're praying that there will be nothing left in there where that enemy was eating up the bone in that finger, that it caused nothing else to travel over no other part of her body, that anything has to be cut off, amputated, or whatever. We pray for, that was the other lady, Prophetess Lena Jackson, concerning this situation with her leg, and no feeling, no, she has diabetes too, no feeling whatsoever, no activity on the lower part of her leg, and it's in turn dark too, that's below her knee. God, we are praying that you are blessed, Lord, God, a miracle in the midst of her being in the hospital, that the doctors don't be all slack and slow and not really doing anything right now. Supposed to be sending her to rehab, but there is no activity there. We are praying that those veins will be open and those blood vessels and so forth, so that blood can flow and whatever, and we're praying divine healing. God, pray that these doctors will come on one accord, and it won't be just one looking at the paper and this one looking at it and go over to God, and we're not really working together so they can put their heads together to be able to do what is necessary, not put time off, glory to God, concerning her health, so that way she can be able to get some kind of procedure done to help her. Lord, we believe in standing on your word, glory to God, for a miracle, that she will not have to lose her leg in amputation or any other way. We're praying that they will find out what it is, but we know you know, so we ask you, Lord, to continue to bless and heal and deliver, and for her to do whatever's necessary for her proper care. And if there's some doors that have been opened that should have been closed and some things concerning that diabetes, God, on her part, we are praying, God, have mercy, but forgive us, but praying, glory, through this, when you bring her through, you bless this prophet that she can be able to testify the greatness of the marvelous work of God. You done did so many things, of all kinds of things that happened to this woman, and you have worked miracles and brought her to life in healing and deliverance where the enemy has tried to destroy her life. So we thanking you for your mighty hand at work in her life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We have a few more people that came online. We're targeting, glory to God, and taking prayer requests right now. Of God has given me to be able to pray concerning health. They're not the only thing we're praying now about healing. So thank Mother Alexander to join me now. So join us. So if there's any prayer requests that you have, and Brother Black, and trying to think who else has joined us, that have some prayer requests, go ahead and let us know now so we can continue. Those things that we've been praying for, all the other prayer warriors already been praying about several things we had on the list for the pray for some people that have in need of healing and deliverance. So if there is any, we'll give you that space now before we go on into our regular prayers. You have anybody that you know that you want us to pray for now that need a healing, or either yourself? Mm-hmm. Anyone that's on the line?
We pray for people. We pray for people that is fear, that they would cast down that fear and stand strong in the word of God, because that's healing right there. Stand on his word. So I just pray for brothers and sisters and those we know and those we don't know.
Yeah, we will cover that, but if there's anybody that you know or some situation that you know is somebody that we're praying specifically about healing, we can incorporate that when we get ready to pray in a little bit. But if you don't have a request for anybody that told you they want you to pray about anything, then
pray for
anybody
me.
Else?
Pray for me, my hand, my right side, the hand and the leg. It's so painful, I cannot do anything. This is ulcer.
Ulcer? Okay, you said your right leg, and what else?
And my right hand.
And right hand?
My right, from the shoulder to the fingers. I can't touch anything. So painful. So painful.
Wow. We'll pray. Did you go to the doctor yet?
No, I have not gone. I have nobody to relieve me to go to the doctor.
Oh, that's devil to work. The blood of Jesus. No, you need some care, but we're going to not intervene and touch. Mother Alexander says you just came on, and others already pray for also in this her right leg and right hand movement, and also we are praying for God to bless a miracle somewhere, you're gonna get to the doctor to check, but God can intervene too as well, because he's the healer and the deliverer. Go ahead, Mother Alexander.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you see all that is going on with this girl, Lord. And we know, Heavenly Father, your word said, Lord, if we pray.
Yes,
we also
Lord.
Know, Lord God, that your word said, Father God, believe by faith when you ask. Stand faithfully. And believe that he is a healer. He's the only healer. There is no other. And, Lord, we bring her before you in the name of Jesus, Father God. Strengthen the Hinnaman in all that she stand boldly on your word, Lord God. And know to speak your word against the foul spirit that attacks her body right now in the name of Jesus. And we bind it up, Lord, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. And Father God, strengthen the Hinnaman in all that, Lord, that she will call on you more, Lord God, and stand faithful. And bind up that foul spirit that come to attack our body. Right now, we ask this of you, Father God, because your word said, ask. Believe when you ask, you receive. And he also tell us that if we pray, so that means no matter what come against you, by faith you pray and call out in the name of Jesus. Healing is ours. But you got to believe by faith, and you got to make up your mind to say who you are in Christ Jesus, knowing that God is a deliverer, a provider, a healer. There is none too hard for him to do. So you got to open your mouth and bind that foul spirit up off of your hands and your legs, that it will loose it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, because you gave us the authority and the dominion and the power, Lord God, to come against the works of the enemy. And it's in Jesus' name we claim healing in that body right now in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Anyone else asking for a prayer request for anyone?
Yes.
I have
Go ahead.
I have three prayer requests. My husband, the first part of the year, he wasn't doing good, but thanks to the Lord, he has improved. But for the past couple of days, he has been complaining about pain in his chest. I took him to the ER, and they took tests and everything, and they couldn't find nothing wrong. They said, not unless it's a pulled muscle or something. So I'm asking prayer for him. And I'm also asking prayer, excuse me, for my daughter. She had COVID, and she's her smell and her taste has not returned. And also she gets tired. And also I'm praying for my granddaughter that has the menstrual cramp. Thank you.
It was the granddaughter, you said?
Beg your pardon?
You said it was the granddaughter that had the cramps?
Yes, ma'am. That she had, you know, the monthly cramps. It's part of the veil.
Okay. Mother, would you go ahead and take that prayer request? She had three of them, so we got just cover those, and she had the husband that had the pain in the chest that already been seen at the doctor, and they think it might be a pulled muscle, but we continue to believe God, because, you know, we just prayed about Imani with that just coming through, but we're going to pray God continue to bless and heal him and the daughter that had COVID still hadn't received, still hadn't gotten her taste buds back.
Okay.
And then also the granddaughter with the cramps.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much, Lord God, that you've heard these situations. We thank you for the sister who's lifting up her family, Lord God, for prayer for different situations in regards to her husband, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus, knowing that you're able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that Isaiah 53 and verse 5 says Jesus was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace is upon him. We thank you that 1 Peter 2:24, hallelujah, says with his stripes that we are healed. So we're interceding on behalf of this sister's husband, praying, Lord God, that the very root cause for the pain in his chest be exposed, Lord God. You reveal it, but we ask you, Lord God, to nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop this an attack against this family in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust the faith that you placed on the inside of us, and we believe, we agree with your word that with Jesus' stripes we went through, hallelujah, that healing belongs to us. So our faith, hallelujah, you said it so many times, once thy faith has made you whole. So we're trusting the faith that you have given us. Without that faith, Lord God, hallelujah, how is it that we can receive anything? We're not going to be double-minded. We're not going to be in unbelief, but we're trusting that you're going to expose the condition that's caused his pain in his chest, if it is a muscle-related, Lord God, a pulled muscle. We thank you, Lord God, for your divine deliverance in Jesus' name. We pray for this sister's daughter, Lord God, who had COVID but still having some residual effects. Lord God, like her taste, Lord God, and her smell, and she's still very tired. And we've heard that this is residuals from COVID, but we're asking you, Lord God, to attack that symptom that's still tiring around and affecting her being able to have the fullness of life, because Jesus came so that we can have life and life to the full. And this stuff, Lord God, is exalting itself against the knowledge of God and trying to come against the divine hell that you this daughter in. So we rebuke it. Yes, we do, in the name of Jesus, by the authority, hallelujah, that you've given us as children of God. Glory be to God. We thank you for this daughter's complete deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that there are some things that we can even eat, Lord God, that help gives us more strength. But we pray that, Lord God, she'll begin to dance in the Lord. She'll begin to enjoy Jesus, and she'll get strength, Lord God. And it's coming from you in Jesus' name. We pray for the granddaughter, Lord God, who has severe menstrual cramps. Lord God, we rebuke that demon that's bringing these severe cramps. We bind it up and command it to be loosed from her in the name of Jesus. Yes, some people have trouble during that time, but God, we're praying for your divine deliverance in her life. We're trusting you that there is nothing too hard for you. Jesus has already paid it all so that we can set free from sin, sickness, and disease. It's already under the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, dear God, hallelujah, that whatsoever we ask you, believing that we receive, we have it. So, Mother, you trust God, hallelujah, to bring about deliverance in every situation you name. God, we count this prayer by faith done in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for this deliverance in Jesus' name. We pray the prayer of faith. God, I love you because you're concerned. You want us to bring our concerns to you because you're the one that's able to do, Lord God, much more than we can ask or think. I love you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've already done. May we receive. Your scripture teaches, if thou canst believe, hallelujah, that all things are possible, and there's nothing too hard for you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I count it done, and I pray the prayer in faith, and thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Apostle, my mother, her lower back, her lumbar spine, and my younger sister, her ankle and her hip.
And you say younger sister, ankle and hip.
Yes, Keonti is my younger sister. Cornita is my mother.
Okay, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray, glory to God, for our brother's mother, glory to God, concerning her back. And we know, glory to God, healing is in your word, and healing, you sent your word to heal, and by your stripes we will heal. God, we pray for whatever that ailment is caused in that plane pain in her back with that lower lumbar, glory to God, whatever that disc is, that it will line up any friction or pain or agitation or, glory to God, swelling or inflammation. We command it to be eradicated right now in the name of Jesus. You say it in two, stand, touch, and agree in how you'll move in the midst. So we're asking your healing balm to touch her body right now in Jesus' name. Give her the faith scriptures that she will just get it in her spirit and speak, glory to God. And as we continue to speak and decree and declare, glory to God, until it manifests in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, glory to God, for his younger sister with her, with the ankle and glory to God, the hip, that you will bless and touch and minister that same word, glory to God, apply to all of us in the name of Jesus. So we pray that pain and agony, glory to God, it will interfere with her walking or moving or whatever like this. That is not, glory to God, either one of them is misery. But we are praying, I mean, with all of them is misery. But God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch that body too as well in the name of Jesus. You desire for us to be healed and whole and for us to bless our prosperous, our soul prosper, for us to be in good health. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus, the word go out, that healing power will take place, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, that any inflammation that's in those areas too, in any agitation, that it'll be uprooted and dismantled in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you for that power. We thank you for your promises that you already did all this at Calvary. We come against the thief that will attack these bodies in the name of Jesus. But we stand on what your word says, that you came to give us that abundant life. So in the meantime, God, we're standing on the promises of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, we have time now for to do a prayer, and we have about five of us still yet, well, six really, but I'm going to say five, to give at least about 10 minutes. And if you hear me say, praise the Lord, then that means you have a few seconds to bring it in or less than a minute, because we want to get to anything else that's on the heart of the other believer. But this is something God gave me to attack, and pray that we continue to attack these sickness and diseases that are coming up in the body, but all across the land in every area, but especially in the body, because if we think, how can the blind lead the blind? We need, glory to God, our bodies healing and to close any doors that's been opened for, glory to God, the enemy to attack in Jesus' name. We want to get anchored down in the Lord. We want to stand firm and be steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain. So praise God. I'm going to ask Mother McCormick to start out first, then Mother Alexander, then Pastor Sims, Brother Black, and Mother Willette. So just listen on. If you're not watching the clock yourself, I will just tell you, glory to God, praise the Lord. When you hear that, bring it in. Not bring it in about two, three, four, five more lines, but bring it in so we can give space, glory to God, for whatever the Lord has blessed our other sisters and brothers, glory to God, to pray, because we want to make sure we use this, utilize whatever time God gives us to cover the basis of whatever he assigned to us, whatever night. Praise God. So right now, Mother McCormick. Can you hear me? You're not there anymore? Okay, if Mother McCormick's not there, Mother Alexander, you go ahead and lead us in prayer. If you hear me say, if you don't be able to stop before the 10 minutes, and I'll just say praise them. That's for everybody.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for you gave us the authority and the dominion, Lord God, to stand boldly and to claim the victory that you already gave us, Lord God. And according to the promises of the Father, you said by your stripe we are healed because the Lord took it all for us. Help us to know, Lord God, to put your faith in you, Lord God, and to stand strong. Bind up the works of the enemy that come against the body of Christ. Bind it up because we have authority and dominion over these foul spirits. Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for mercy and grace in our life, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you gave us authority to bind the words of the enemy, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we bind up these spirits that come attack your people, Lord God. Bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. We cast down these diseases right now in the name of Jesus. Hate, pain, we bind these things up and we speak against it in the name of Jesus. You got to loose the body and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Father God, your word said, Lord, whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. You said in your word, two touching an agreement, believe that it shall come to pass. What is it you're asking for? We have authority over these sickness and disease. Father God, help us in the name of Jesus to stand faithful, Lord God, and to claim the victory what you gave us. For we are more than conquerors, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for making a way for us, Lord, because you tell us more than once in your word, by your stripe we are healed. So, Lord, thank you for giving us a touch and dominion here in this world, Lord God. And this hurt to bind the works of the enemy. We're binding up these diseases that attack the body so quickly, Lord God. Help us to know to stand faithful and to bind these diseases up. Let it know who you are in Christ Jesus. Do not receive all these aches and pains. Bind it in the name of Jesus and cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because our healer is the living Christ. And God tell us in his word that by his stripes we are healed. The Lord already tell us, stand boldly and proclaim the victory. Faith in God. Stand no matter what it look like. Stand and claim the victory that God gave us. So we're binding up all these sickness and diseases. We are not tolerating it. We are not sitting down and pat it up. No, we're coming against these diseases and aches and pain. Binding them up in the name of Jesus because we have the authority. We have the authority to bind sickness up and to stand boldly and proclaim the victory, no matter what it look like. The victory is already ours through Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us victory over the works of the enemy, Lord, because according to the promises, Lord, your word said, above all, you want us to be in good health, Lord God. You gave us authority and dominion here, Father God. Help us to know that we can stand faithfully and cry out to you because you said if we pray. So, Lord God, we believe, Lord God, that when we cry out to you, we get our answer. And, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless our prayer line and the head of the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to let us stand, continue strong and boldly proclaim that we are children of the living God. In Jesus'
amen.
Name we pray, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mother McCormick,
amen.
You came back?
Oh. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I didn't hear you earlier.
I don't know what's wrong with my phone. I'm back and forth. I can't even hear y'all. I can't hardly hear you.
Well, we can hear you. I can hear you very clearly. Go ahead.
Can you? Okay.
It's 8:02, so you go ahead and get started. Go ahead.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you tonight, Lord Jesus. We just thank you, Lord God, for all things, Lord God. We just ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to give us the strength, Lord God, to go forward, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray right now, God, for your people everywhere, God. And God, we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us for any sin or fault or anything that we may have done wrong. Lord God, we pray this because we want our prayer to be heard. We want our prayer to be go out, that it won't return void. So, God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you, Lord God, would look down on mankind everywhere, Lord God. Touch those, God, that we know and those that we don't know. We realize, Heavenly Father, God, that you is a God that sits high. And you are God that sees, and you are God that knows all things. We bind up every spirit, every evil spirit, every foul spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Anything that's not of you, God, we bind it in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy. Because we know, God, that with your stripes, we're already healed, and we already delivered from any problem that people may be going through. God, let them realize, God, that you is the author and the finisher of their faith. Let them realize, Heavenly Father, that whatever they need, God, they can come boldly to the throne of grace. Let them realize, Heavenly Father, God, that you came, that we have life, and that more abundantly, God. Let them realize, Heavenly Father, God, that you is the one that we should look to. We should keep our focus on you, Lord, in a day and time like this. So now, Lord, we come, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look down on those that's going through different problems. There's some problems with people that's going through things that they don't even know how to cope with it, God. God, let them know, God, let them know to come to you, Lord God. Come unto me, all who are laden and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So, God, we pray, Lord God, for people, Lord God, that they will cast their cares on you because you care for them and you love them, Lord God. And you just want people to just turn their life over to you, Lord God, because you are the one that can do all things. You are the one that you said put your trust in you, Lord God. Put your trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding and all your ways are not of him. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We pray right now for those, God, that's struggling, those that can't see their way, those that don't know which way to turn. Let them give it all to you, Lord. Let them just lay it down at your feet, Lord God, and you will see them through, Lord. You know that they're going through some hurt pains. You know that they're going through some situations. You know what they're going through, but let them realize, Heavenly Father God, that you are the author and the finish of their faith. Let them come and give it all to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I think it's my turn.
Yes.
Father, we come right now in the name of Jesus. We want to lift your name on high, Father, because you said if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. Father, we come tonight. There's so many requests and so many wonderful prayers that have gone up already. And, Father, we just come to just thank you and praise you and honor you, Father. And we want to ask you, Lord God, to send supernatural help that all of these demon spirits that's been loosed in the land, the spirit of murder, all this racism, all of these things that's been loosed in the land, Lord God, that you would turn them around. Because your word says that the prayer of the righteous people availeth much. In other words, it means a lot. And we come asking you, Lord God, to help us, Lord, heal our land, Father. Father, and for the God-fearing Christian people that's so much under attack, Father, give them patience that they will hold up and hold out and hold on to your word no matter what, because your word never fails. It tells us that though your word shall fail, heaven and earth will pass away. And all we have to do, what we need to do, is we ask you for wisdom and for understanding, Father, that we'll be able to hold on until you get here, because we know you're coming. Father, we praise you, we honor you, we thank you for this being that the COVID numbers have gone down, Father. We ask you, Father, in some places where they have risen up, Father, temple, that they go down, Father, and when they go down again, they stay down. And this pandemic is loose from the land and sent back to the pit from which it came, Lord God. Father, just please give us strength that we be able to continue. Thank you, Lord, for this prayer line that we can come on and pray for one another. And we know that if you pray in faith, you will receive. We just honor you. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory, Father, for all of the blessings and all of the healings that have taken place, Father. And we just ask you to strengthen us wherever we're weak and build us up where we're torn down, Father. That no matter how it looks, as Sister Alexander always says, no matter how it is, you just don't give it up. You just hold on to it. You just hold on to it, because we know he is not a God that he should lie. He can't lie, and he is a God of love. The prince of this world is Satan, Father, but we can put him under our feet, and that's where he belongs, under our feet, is get away from us. And heal these godly people and everybody that stands in need of a healing, that they'll have a great testimony. And somebody can hear their word and their testimony and be convinced that Jesus is the answer, the only answer, and he is the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, Father, we praise you. We thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Oh, Father, you've done such great and mighty things from the beginning of creation. And we ask, Lord God, that you just strengthen us and help us to hold out, hold up, and lift you up, Lord, that people will be saved even at this dreaded time, Father. And we ask you, Father, we come against all this fear. We have fear, everybody, all over the land and country. And I understand that in the Bible we have fear, fear not, fear not, 365 times. That's one for every day. And if we just hold on, Father, it is a scary time for some of us. I know it is. But, Father, if you believe in your word, And we magnify, we glorify. We keep lifting you up, Father. That's what we do. We're going to lift you up so that you will draw all men, because people need the Lord. People need you, Father. And we just want to be that light that shines in darkness, where men may see that you are the answer and the only answer. Father, we love you and we praise you. We just give you glory. You're just such an awesome God. We adore you tonight, Lord God. And we praise you, we honor you. And we thank you, Lord, for every good and perfect gift that you have given unto us, Lord. Let us spread and just spread the word and share the word. We thank you. We love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we ask these blessings in the strong, mighty, and powerful name of Jesus. And we say amen, amen, and amen.
Father God, we just thank you right now. We just, Lord, I touch and agree with every prayer, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, I know you've already answered our prayers even before we prayed, even as we sink it, Lord dear. You sent it. You dispatched your angels. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we sacrifice our vehicles as lively stones unto your glory, God. And what an opportunity and a privilege and an honor, God. Lord, right now, Lord, I just speak a covering over divine connections. In the mighty name of Jesus, every prayer warrior, over the leader, God, over the ones that are listening that comes on regularly, and even if they came on just for today, God, Lord, I speak a covering over each and every person, all the prayers that went up over the years, God, even up to 5 years. I bind that spiritual all-out launched attack over divine connections and the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, I command you to reverse your curse. I bind it up and send it back to the pits of hell from whence it came. I plead the blood against every type of transition, demonic and satanic application to the body of Christ and to divine connections. Every transferring spirit, every lingering spirit, every spirit that comes against the body and the soul in the mighty name of Jesus, every principality, power, ruler of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, you're dismissed from your assignment in the mighty name of Jesus. Sicknesses, diseases, pain, suffering, infirmities, weaknesses, death, in the mighty name of Jesus, we command you to loose your hold right now. We bind you up and cast all you spirits into the pits of hell. We speak shalom, peace in every area of all our lives now. We speak a refreshing of the Holy Ghost to come upon us. We speak healing virtue of God. By Jesus' stripes we were healed. We're not ignorant of your devices, Satan, so we call you out now. You came to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came that we might have life, and that more abundantly, a fullness of life, wholeness, health, and wealth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are the redeemed of the Lord. He has redeemed us out of your hands and delivered us from the east and the west and the north and the south. And we proclaim his name. We're walking in our deliverance. Hallelujah. We will not bow down and receive this sickness and diseases and the pains and coming against the flesh and the body. In the mighty name of Jesus, spasms and stomach pains and ulcers and constipation, confusion in the mind and the kidneys. We speak wholeness and health to it right now. We speak the word of God in Jesus' name. We are overcomers by the words of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. The words of our testimony is the word of God. We touch and agree. We confess and agree what the word says. We believe it in our heart. It's our heart's desire. We receive it. We forgive all those who we have ought against God. Now we have it. We take it, God. We thank you for it. We bless your name, God. It's done. When you said it was finished, we believe in our hearts it was finished. God, we're the hill, and the enemy tries to bring sickness on us. We're not the sick. We're the hill. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your wonder working, miracle working, burden removing, yoke destroying power. Thank you, Lord, that in your presence, every demon, spirit of wickedness got to flee, God. Even as we praise you in the midst of a storm, God, your angels are there to deliver. Your Holy Spirit live in the inside of us. We can praise our way out into victory. We already have it. We can't be stopped because you anointed it. You caused it to be so. The enemy is already doomed. And we thank you, God. As long as we stay in your word, and your word stay and abide in us, God, we have faith. We can walk in faith and victory all the days in our life. And we bless you for that, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Truly, we give God glory, honor, and praise for every prayer that has gone forward. And I do touch and agree in the name of Jesus. Father God, I appreciate you so much. I love you, Lord God. I thank you so much that you love us and that you are for us. I thank you for the power of prayer. I thank you, Lord God, that you have chosen us as your people, Lord God, as a part of your family. Glory be to God. As not just children of God, but heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for the authority that you have given us. I bless your name. I praise you. I appreciate you so much. Father God, I was just saying yesterday, Lord God, about all the names on the prayer list, Lord God, and all the situations. And we know that we live in this world and we're in a fight, but it's a fixed fight. Because God, I thank you that we're already more than conquerors. We're already more than victorious in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the power of your word. Your word teach me, Lord God, that you've already given us that which pertains to life and godliness. Hallelujah, glory to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. And if you've given us all that which pertains to life and godliness, hallelujah, and I'm reminded, Lord God, hallelujah, that since the days of John the Baptist, and I heard it the other night, praise God, the heavens suffer violence and the violent take it by force. Hallelujah. And I heard Brother Black say a few minutes ago, we take it. Hallelujah. And it's time, hallelujah, to trust in the Lord and be like the Israelites, possess. Go get what God has given you in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, I thank you. Hallelujah. You don't go back on your word, but your word is true. Glory be to God. If you said, hallelujah, 1 Peter 2:24, that with your stripes we are healed, hallelujah, and you already did that when you went to the cross, glory be to God, and I received all that pertains to life and godliness in the name of Jesus. I pray, hallelujah, as brothers and sisters in Christ, that we will agree with your word and we'll be like some of the ones that Jesus said, daughter, go thy way. Your faith has made you whole. Glory be to God. But we're learning, hallelujah, to be like the violent and take it by force. Hallelujah. Because there's an enemy that wants to make us hurt and to be in pain and in sickness that's already under the blood. So, God, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, help us, Father God, with your anointing to go forth with prayer and faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and take by force back what belongs to us, glory be to God, our good health, hallelujah, our wholeness, hallelujah, our children saved, our neighbors are delivered in the name of Jesus, Lord God. All that pertain to life. Jesus, you said, I came that you might have life and have it to the full. Have it more abundantly. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, that you make us aware. Hallelujah, that we are heirs of God. We can say things about this situation. Hallelujah, you said, if, hallelujah, we have faith in God. And you said we can speak to the mountains, speak to the situation. We speak against every thing that the enemy has tried to throw at the body, and we come against God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that a standard is lifted against our opposer, the adversary, at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Whatever we ask, believing that we receive, by faith it belongs to us. Glory be to God. God, I thank you, hallelujah, for what you've done, Lord God. You've given us this authority. Either we walk in it, yeah, that old boy shit, okay. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Or we just sit to the sideline and see how the devil continue to wreak havoc. But we plead the blood of Jesus against that enemy. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, that our families are delivered. They're delivered from sex sins, identity issues. They're delivered from strongholds and addictions like alcohol, drugs, whatever it is that's trying to interfere with your good and divine plan that you have for our lives. God, I thank you for victory in every area. I thank you for souls being saved. I thank you that we keep the focus that God, hallelujah, the goal is reaching to where you are. And if we've confessed Jesus, hallelujah, and doing our best to live for him and obeying your word, hallelujah, I can't see where we're going to miss heaven, glory be to God. But when we leave out of this body, praise God, we'll be with you in paradise. Glory be to God. It is your word. Hallelujah. But we thank you. Hallelujah. As you said to Martha, Jesus, hallelujah, that he that liveth and believeth on me shall never die. So, God, we come against all these attacks. We pray a standard is lifted against the adversary. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of wickedness, even these distractions, and, Lord God, this technology issues. We plead the blood of Jesus. Yes, we plead the blood of Jesus against it in the name of Jesus. Father, I love you. I thank you for the authority that you've given us. I thank you that we are your children. God, glory be to God. There's no good thing that you will withhold from them that walk upright. So, God, help us to trust you, to take you at your word. Then our faith, hallelujah, and I ask one more thing, Father, in Jesus' name, that you forgive us for our sins, because I keep remembering, Lord God, that you said, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that we have to live right. We need to do what's right. We need to be light in this earth today. If we as children of God are not who we're supposed to be, we're causing the world to miss out on heaven. Have mercy upon us and forgive us for our shortcomings, our sins, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Even unbelief, we bind up in the name of Jesus. We're trusting you. You said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, you said you are here from heaven and heal the land. Hallelujah, and forgive our sins. Have mercy, O God. And thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you, Jesus, that you make intercession for us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that help us to pray and know how to pray and know what to pray for. We thank you that every situation that was coming against the people of God or our loved ones or friends or family is under the blood of the Lord Jesus, and we walk in victory by faith in Christ Jesus. God, I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you. There is none like you. I worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Everybody came under compliance. Amen. Minister Brenda, when we started out, taking prayer requests from the beginning. There's a lot of healing and diseases and sickness and whatever. Main thing is about healing. Did you have a request for anyone, and then you can pray afterwards too as well? Minister Brenda? She must have her phone on mute. In the meantime, we do praise God, glory to God, for all the prayers that went forth tonight. From the calculation, if we'd have did 10 minutes, we'd have been about 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. I mean, yeah, to 9. But instead, we are less than a few minutes before 8:30. So what we're going to do now, praise the Lord, if there's any guests that's on the line, someone, glory to God, that didn't get an opportunity earlier when we started out praying, mainly for taking prayer requests and praying for those that had challenges or sickness with family or themselves or people that they knew. Is anyone on the line still yet need prayer before we get ready to close? Because, like I said, the calculation I had with everybody praying 10 minutes, most of you did 5 minutes. So we're at this time, we're early, and I don't believe in carrying anything out further than what the Lord say. So is there anyone else that has a prayer request? Praise the Lord. We do give God glory tonight for all that he has done and for you all that is so faithful in the gospel and whatever, and for this prayer line to keep the work of the kingdom going on. Pray God continue to bless. I don't know if I read the scripture for tonight when we were writing those requests, but it was from Ephesians 4:14. We must no longer be children tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind and of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. It is powerful image that reminds Christians of the importance of being well anchored in genuine faith. And we talked about that last night. We thank God for the word, talking about the anchor and being anchored in the Lord and being steadfast in the faith, and talking about expectations and waiting on the Lord, and also the struggles that we brought out about the butterfly. I didn't get to all the details on the struggle of the butterfly, but I said I'd bring that in a little bit later, but we did talk about the struggles that we go through and in that transitioning over into from the caterpillar to the butterfly, versus the fact that we're coming out of darkness, out of sin, into the marvelous light of taking on the image of Christ, as that process of being transformed, glory to God, of the things we may have to go through for the flesh to die, to get to that place where it's denied and that God can be glorified in our lives as we take on his image. But praise God. We thank God for the word. We thank God for the hearers of it, and most of it about the doers. And one key part was to surrender and what it's going to take to surrender and bring ourselves in submission and yielding to him. But we bless the Lord for the word. We pray, glory to God, for any of those that may be online that didn't get to hear the words. You can go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/ and spell the word D-E-V-I-N-E for connection, divine connection, instead of the word divine spelled D-I-V. We have it for minutes for D-E-V-I-N. So it's, again, blogtalkradio.com/ divine connection, and you can go back and listen to the message again, or go back and listen because you've missed it or whatever. So, and that's any of the messages and episodes from time past, whether it's messages or just going back and listening to the prayers of the women of God and the man of God. So we thank God. Next week we will hear from none other than our apostle out of Vidalia, Georgia. We'll be speaking across the joint, or praise God. Our month was, we were saying, celebrate what God has done. We know there are greater yet to come, but we want to give glory and honor throughout everything that what he's already done for us. So we've been celebrating these last 2 months, and so we got another 2 weeks in this month as we're celebrating, glory to God, Jesus, and celebrating what God is doing among us and what he has done. Glory to God. Amen. And so we just pray that you continue to pray one for another, and we continue to stay fired up for what God has planned, and we continue to pray, glory to God, for God to bless and deliver in our land and healing in the body of Christ, that we come on one accord, praying, glory for, against these all demonic forces that are, that got all this stuff that's going on, and another crisis coming back up with a killing and all this, for just to disrupt and have the nations and around the world, for this enemy is just busy all in so many various things. We're just going to keep praying and believing God no matter what it looks like. Our faith is and trust is in the Lord, so we're looking to him as the author and the finish of our faith and standing on the rock of Jesus and denying this flesh and hoping our ears that we can hear what direction God has and not allow fear to overtake or overwhelm all people's opinions and whatever. Let's hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Because as believers, as the press preacher said many years ago, we shouldn't even get caught up in our opinions. Whatever we do ought to be hearing what the voice of the Lord is saying. If we're going to witness to others or talk to others or helping them in whatever situation or circumstance, we ought to not be coming up with what I would do, what I would do, what is the Lord saying. Because one situation can look similar to another, but the background from, glory to God, the history of that individual or that family or whatever can be so much different than what it looks like on the surface. So every situation is not going to be, you know, one size fit all. It's going to be what does God say in these situations so that we can be caught up in what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and get anchored down in what his word is saying at this time so we won't be, glory to God, building our house on the sand. It'll be on the rock, and we'll have ears to hear, glory to God, what instruction he's given us and his commands. So we bless the Lord for you tonight. Anything else, any other announcements or anything that I may have missed that didn't cover, and I don't know if Sister Brenda came back on or not, but however, we bless the Lord for all those that are on the line. Keep our brothers and sisters lifted up, and as I said, the ones that we already have requested out of some maybe still have some things on the altar that, you know, hadn't manifested yet that God has given us to pray about. As they come to mind, just pray. Bless the Lord. Amen. Thank you again for being the vessels that God has called for as we all growing in the Lord continuously. We don't want to stop growing, maturing, and learning and getting revelations and whatever, so the stronger we can be against the forces of evil, so we can be able to be a helper to those, glory to God, that's coming behind us, or those that may need strength. And there's times, glory to God, no matter how strong we are, glory to God, there's other times we're going to need help from one another, bearing one another, Vaughn. So we cannot say we got a monopoly on this. Only way we can stand and stay strong is in Christ Jesus, through his word, through obedience, through trusting him, through resting in him, through sometimes just going through and just waiting on him. Bless the Lord for you. In the meantime, praise the Lord. If there's nothing else to be said, I don't know what also just be praying for Pastor Bird. I guess she'll share with us whatever time God give it to her. She has some things that, not saying she's not coming back on, but it's Sundays and stuff like this. She'll got an assignment from the Lord to do some things. So just pray for her endeavors that God bless in that area. And whenever God give it to her to share with us, with something she just shared this past week. So hopefully we all will be hearing it and praying God's blessings upon it. And whatever God assigned into our hands, we're going to keep each up and doing what he called us to do and being, you know, encouraging others in the faith. So we love God. We love you. And God's blessings upon you.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, I just wanted to share that just as, you know, when factory workers come out of work, it's a big crowd at one time. They go out and go home. And I heard God saying it's over. I saw a whole bunch of demon spirits. They was heading straight back to hell.
Jesus, bless God.
And today I was trying to find you from last night because I fell asleep. Forgive me, y'all. Guess who I found out? Guess who I found? And that was my heart's desire. Evangelist Willette and Pastor Lillian Bird. It encouraged me. It was a blessing. But God bless everybody. I love
Praise God. Amen. God will give us our heart's desire. Sometimes he just do that more than enough sometimes when we're looking for one thing or doing something or just anticipating something else, and God just come in and give us that other little something just to bless us and encourage our hearts. So bless the Lord. But I thank God for all of you. I love you. I really do thank God for divine connection. You all are blessed more than you think. Huh?
Pastor, I want to let everybody know about my praise report.
Go ahead.
With my procedure on last week, I thank God and praise God. In the procedure, they didn't find nothing wrong with my heart, the blood vessel, or the vein. He said everything is fine. So I gave
God
the honor and the praise. Only thing he tell me to do is continue to take my blood pressure medicine. And if I do it continually and fall in session, I'd probably be coming off this blood pressure medicine too. Because I'm speaking in the name of I just thank God for my good report.
Bless the Lord. Amen. I'll call for you a couple of times, but I guess you must have your phone on mute. Because I was going to ask, did you have any prayer requests? We did prayer requests earlier of a lot of people on people that needed healing. So we concentrated on that at first earlier. So, we thank God for that praise report. Bless the Lord. And thank God. Now, unless you have something on your heart to pray before we close, we're getting ready to close early tonight. Amen.
Well, now all the prayers went up tonight, and I just thank God and praise God that everybody was on one accord. And so I'm standing in agreement with each and every prayer warrior that God said in his word, anything that we decree and declare in his word and believe, it will be established. So we decree and we declare that this sickness over this land will leave in the name of Jesus, and we decree, declare, divine healing upon each and everyone that got sickness in their body. In the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit of murdering on this land in the name of Jesus, and we speak peace and unity in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's a blessed prayer to close out in us as we seal all the prayers that went forth in Jesus' name. Thank God for the praise report. Amen. Bless God. Thank God for the prayers, too, that you all that have been praying for me. Bless the Lord for the second test, second shot and whatever. Like, I had to change it on Monday because we had some little that came up, but we did a COVID test. All was well. We knew it was number the sinus and the whatever that was respiratory that was going to come up, but the Lord blessed and set it up for Friday. And the only thing that went on, Lord, we said, God, I'm just feeling a little sleepy. Somebody, at least you had to remind me the second day that, I'm telling you, we're supposed to be some people that have the fatigue and sleep tiredness. I said, well, I have no fatigue, but I was getting sleepy back and forth here and there. It was kind of a little bit unusual, more than I normally would be, back and forth not. But other than that, all that everything went well. So we thank God for the prayers in spite of the other situations that kept rising up. Every time it was time to get ready to go to take the test, shot. So we give God glory for that. So thank you for the prayer, and we bless the Lord for you. We're definitely going to stay Shalom tonight, and God bless Angel Ben Camp. We be encouraged. We can financial blessing, spiritual blessing. Angel Ben Camp. Who is that? Yes. I hear you now.
I'm having trouble with my phone. That's why I'm hollering so hard.
Uh-huh.
Look, I've been all day long, this song been in my mind, and I just want to sing it to, it's just been in my spirit, and I just want to sing a little bit of it.
Okay.
You hear me? Okay. Tell me where it hurts. How sick I am, God. Bring it all to me. Tell me where it hurts. I'll fix this. I am God. Bring it all to me. I just want to sing that because it was just like, it was just like saying to me, as I said, it come to me first. I want to bring it out to each and every one of y'all that God has said, tell me where it hurts. I'll fix it. I'm God. Bring it all to me. So I just want to just say that to y'all tonight.
That's a word. Praise God. That's well in the song. So we thank God for that too as well. Amen to that. Mm-hmm. Tell me where it's hurt. Over to God. Tell him to bring all our cares and concern to him. He'll fix it because he is the Lord our God, the only one that can do it, often the finisher of our faith. So that's a blessing in that word, too, is the song. So we praise God. Thank you, God. God know how to encourage us in the various things, in the testimonies, in the prayers, and even to give us a word, glory to God, to know, glory to God, I'm there. I'll never leave you off a second. I'm working things for the good. I just need you to have faith in me and trust me and rest in me and cast your cares. Amen. So that's a blessing. We love you all. Amen. Help us continue to pray one for another. Keep each other lifted up. When we come to heart to mind, no matter if it's in the middle of the night, in the shower, in the bathroom, or wherever, come to heart about any people that we've been praying about or one another, or each of us, glory to God. Be obedient to the Spirit. Don't take that long just to say a little short prayer, and God bless, and you never know what else he might reveal in the midst of it. In the name of Jesus. So we bless the Lord for you. Thank God for you. Have a blessed and wonderful weekend. Is it what the day is? I know weekend. It's the day is Tuesday. I'm getting to
Monday.
No, we ain't pushing this week. No, today is Monday. Oh, praise God. Just came out the weekend. But bless the Lord for the rest of the weekend. As the Lord bless, we'll pray and glory to God that you have a marvelous week until we touch back in agreement again. On the weekend. Amen. Praise the Lord. Continue to lift up in the weekend too as well. We love you now. Don't forget the revival next week, the following week, which will be Pastor Burton, Apostle Burton, Pastor Bird, and Pastor Mitchell. Glory to God. So we want to keep those women of God lifted up and open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. He didn't give no topic. So I'm listening and find out if you don't give me anything this week, then they're going to. And evidently God going to bring them with something hot off the press for each night, for each one of us. Whatever it may be, it's going to be what we need. So in the meantime, we thanking the Lord, glory to God, for them. I love you all. You take care, and we're going to say shalom, Angels Be in Camp.
Shalom.
Amen. I enjoyed you all. Thank you very much. Praise God. Hallelujah. I need to be every hour. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. Ah, praise the Lord. We need him every day. Bless the Lord. Have a good night now. Love you.
Hello.
Also, you continue to be encouraged. Hold on to faith, and we're going to believe God. If you need to see a doctor, God is going to bless and provide. And we don't know how it's going to be done, but we're believing for that divine healing, okay?
Thank you.
Praise God. Keep the faith like Mother Kelly, keep speaking it. Praise God. Love you. All right. Praise the Lord. Shalom. Thank you for your prayers, too. You be encouraged. Keep looking up. All right. Love you.